On October 1st and 2nd, up to 6,000 students were sitting in at the administration building of the University of California and demonstrating around a trapped police car in protest of restrictions of their constitutional freedoms. Some of the speakers you are about to hear have not slept for 3 days. Their voices are cracked, their emotions are shaken. This is their story, taped live at the demonstrations.
I've never been a very good student or a very good citizen. So I see you. I see you as people, as young people, who have the strength to do whatever you please. And if you have the strength here, which you have, to stand to the administration and say, we want free speech on campus, you can have through the rest of your lives the strength to stand up whenever you see something you don't like, don't believe in segregation, or to say to the government, I don't believe in war. And you really have to do it. The country is yours, and if you want it, you're going to have to fight for it, because it might not be around for that long. Oh, my name, it is Nazi.
The Sproul Hall sit-in. On September 30th, after a week of fruitless petitioning, certain campus clubs, including CORE, SNCC, and SLATE, a student political party, set up tables to test the university regulations banning collection of funds, recruitment of members, and advocacy of off-campus political and social action. 5 students manning tables had their names taken and were ordered to appear at the Dean of Students' office at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 500 sympathetic students signed a declaration of equal responsibility and marched with the original 5 to demand equal treatment. Thus began the first Sproul Hall sit-in.
Look, the only reason that I took part in this is because I like Cal very much. I'd like to see it better. I'm not here to destroy something. We're all here to try to build something. Why don't you help us?
Around midnight, a dean announced for Chancellor Strong the indefinite suspension of the original 5 students, along with 3 others. These became known as the 8.
This is fantastic. I want to personally thank you as one of the 8 students, and I know you're doing it for yourselves too, but it's just been beautiful, just beautiful. It's fantastic to see all these people here, and all the 8 students could never believe such a thing could happen at the University of California, where this many students would say they've had enough and they're going to stand up right now. Yeah. So thank you. Yeah.
Some faculty members were concerned that the demonstrations would damage the university. A committee appeared before the students sitting in at Sproul Hall and asked them to reconsider their tactic. Here, 2 students reply.
The faculty has been with us before, nominally. What do you expect of us? We have been driven to the first civil disobedience on campus, if indeed this is civil disobedience, it may turn into it. After a period of 6 years of having our liberties chopped away one by one, of petitioning nicely, of discussing nicely, where has the faculty been during all this? Should the faculty be trailing us, or the faculty be leading us?
Leading!
If this university is so rotten and so corrupt at its base that a simple demonstration by students asking for free speech will cause this university to collapse, from outside pressure, I ask you if you can stand there and solicit my support for it. How can you?
The press reported students as attacking police officers. These charges were denied by the students. Here, taped on the spot, are the events themselves.
It seems that the first report was correct.
An officer walked through the densely packed sit-ins and stepped on a number of them. The demonstrators stated that the police had been very good, and it was just the case of a single policeman being overzealous in the pursuit of his duty. And the 2 doors, and the 2 center doors of Sproul Hall, there are 8, 9, 10 Berkeley policemen in the doorway. Directly behind them are some other demonstrators who seem to have come downstairs. There's one tall policeman directly in the center.
The policeman has stepped over the demonstrators. I won't be able to retire. The police are stepping on the demonstrators. I'm being pushed from behind. They're fighting. It's a madhouse.
So, of course, we sat down in the door there. Oh, and by the way, you'll be interested to note that it was the whole Gestapo scene with boots, you know, and biting and all that, you know. It's really tremendous. All right.